Dr. Grant said given the history of vaccination, there is no vaccine that has been administered to any adult that has caused any long-term side effects. He said there is no reason why the COVID-19 vaccines should be any different.
It's shown that if you're going to get side effects, most people get within the first 48 hours after the vaccine, receiving the vaccine. And on a personal level, yes, when I received my vaccine on the 14th of February this year, on the 15th, evening of the 15th, I started feeling a slight fever, some aches and pains, tiredness. At that time, you know, I was saying, do I take some paracetamol to relieve some of the symptoms? I decided to go and take a sleep, which was a nice long sleep. By the next morning, I woke up and I was able to conduct my clinic in Clifton. Some people, as mentioned, get the anaphylactic reaction. When I say some, and maybe that's an overstatement, it's a very, very, very rare reaction. I'm not even sure if there's been any such cases in St. Vincent. And we are equipped and ready for that. If you're going to see side effects from the vaccine, they tend to occur within 35 to 40 days. Okay, and there is basically has been no vaccine that has been given to adults which have long-term side effects, and there's no good reason why the COVID vaccine should be any different.
Regionally, after almost a year of fets and other large-scale activities being banned in Barbados amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the green light has been given for open-air social and sporting events to resume. The country's chief medical officer, Dr. Kenneth George, said larger public events will be allowed and specific protocols have been put in place to protect patrons, promoters, and performers. In Antigua and Barbuda, the parliament has approved the lifting of the state of emergency and curfew that has been put in place since March last year to curb the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic that has killed 117 people and infected 4,178 others in Antigua and Barbuda since March 2020. Internationally, the developer of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine said it provides the best protection against the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, disputing a Western study which found Sputnik produced no antibodies against the new variant. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials said that most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause rare but serious blood clots. Advisors to the Centers for Disease and Control Prevention said the strange clotting problem has caused 9 confirmed deaths after J&J vaccinations, while the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines don't come with that risk and also appear more effective. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.